5 years.
5 years.
That's insane.
That's insane. It's
that's our bumper.
Bitch, I said thank you. Oh, no.
But today was a fucking roller coaster.
Sure was.
But it turned out good.
Like, and that's not even the panic attack I had while you were napping.
You had a panic attack while I was napping?
I sure did.
That's not something that you told me.
I didn't want to worry you. We were already having issues.
That's fair.
And obviously I'm over it.
Clearly.
I mean, I'm half over it.
You ready to get started?
Yes, that is why I put my phone down.
Okay.
Dr. Pepper, not sponsored, but...
We could be.
Label out.
Hit us up.
Let's do this shit, man.
We are not advertiser friendly.
Oh, God, no. But neither was Bottom Shelf / Nobody's Asking, and they fucking got DiGiorno.
Right?
Like we need Dr. Pepper, and then we need... Food-wise. What are we food-wise?
Taco Bell?
Yes, Taco Bell. God, what am I... What is wrong with me?
That's our bumper.
Anyway. Welcome to the podcast, y'all. Awake at last, dead to me, nobody's asking, WELT, my name's Austin, this is Scotty, welcome to the show!
Oh my god, he got the intro right.
Yeah! Sure did, damn it! And that was after me, like, legit having, like, a straight, like, mental, like, just shutdown for a second, because I was about to sell the song that started the show, which is Let the Chaos Reign by Pop Evil. And then I was like, wait, no, that's the song that starts the show. I need to back sell Dead to Me by Awake at Last. And what do you know?
I saw the wheels turning. I felt the hesitation, but we got there.
Did you get the steam that was coming out of my face?
No, I was too busy adoring your face.
How could you see my face if there was steam in your face? Hot pocket. Anyway.
That means something completely different to me.
It really does, but hey, you know what? It's fine. Anyway, yeah, welcome to the show. Turns out, we found out shortly before recording, somebody managed to catch this thing that we do here.
This dumpster fire of a podcast / radio show.
Yeah, so if you didn't know, this was originally a radio show. We're actually voice tracking for it, but we really enjoyed some of the conversations, and sometimes we have to cut out like things that we really, really, you know, enjoy talking about. And so now we're Nobody's Asking the podcast. And then I also am a Twitch affiliate, so now I live cast. And now we're here. So, but yeah, it's a radio show. So if you're listening on the radio, it airs every Thursday from 9 to 11 p.m. On WELT.
How many hours is that?
That is approximately 36.
That's a running gag.
It is a running gag, but that's just because I suck anyway.
2 hours from 9 to 10.
2 hours from 9 to 10. That's the original gag.
Yep.
Back when I used to do this show live.
No, you were 1 hour back then.
No, I did 2 hours live for a little bit.
Oh, that's right, you did.
Yeah, for a little bit.
I forgot about that.
And then I had to stop being live because we got new security at the library where we now just record the music and we record the podcast at home, because I feel like, because we get loud when we talk, we're very animated talkers.
We are.
And now that this is a podcast, the podcast version is unedited, so sometimes I'll just screech out a fuck, and those studios don't really, like, they're not that isolated sound-wise. And so, you know, when you're in a, you know, a tiny room and there's people on the other side of the door and you can hear the people on your side of the door, guarantee when you're going like, motherfucker, this is holy shit, and that the person's gonna be like, you're not live, right?
No, we're not. Thank God. And then because you, one time and then we you turn were around
and you are live and you're like, how did this happen? I don't get this.
That has happened.
That literally, yeah, to us. That is a very specific example. We were recording the show, and like this was well after we were like definitely a pre-recorded show, and you know we did all the editing at home and everything. Like we became kind of what has led us to here. Like this, the show has definitely, you know, had its own like, you know, arc and whatnot as far as like, you know, who we are. But yeah, we were recording. It was, I think that was back when we were recording on Sundays, right? Because it was after AJ's show.
Yeah, it was after AJ's show.
Which, by the way, he has a country program. I'm not sure if he's keeping up with it, if I'm being completely honest. Dude has been kind of going through some I'm going through changes. That's been his theme song.
Yeah, yeah. Even though he's been through puberty, his life has been a roller coaster.
It really has been.
As has our last 24 hours.
It really has been. But anyway, so yeah, we were recording the show, and you know, sometimes we let slip a fuck. And also we record the music, we edit the music at home if we need to, so if there's songs that are explicit, those songs get played, obviously, and then that got played on FM radio in the middle of the day. It was a thing that happened.
That was a Monday.
That's right, because we used to do this on Mondays. Yeah. I used to have every Monday off. That's when we worked at the gas station.
Yeah, it was a Monday after AJ's show.
Yeah, that's right, because that's what his show is. It's drive time on Mondays in the afternoon. So anyway, welcome to the show.
But long story short, we're here. We're on Twitch. AustinWired7 at the twitch.tv/thing.
Yeah. twitch.tv/AustinWired7 is where you were going with that, but you got there. I appreciate it. You know, good hustle.
The time of the live casting is variable.
An hour and a half after we were supposed to.
Right.
But let's talk about that, shall we? So speaking of Let the Chaos Reign, by the way, a new brand new Pop Evil album did finally come out. I meant to listen to it before recording the show. I have not. I'm pretty sure by the time this show airs or this podcast goes live, then I will have listened to it. That's the idea, at least. As of 9:36 p.m. on Sunday, yeah, we haven't done that yet. Also, so cute by Cookie. I love your name and hello. How are you?
I was going to type in the chat and be like, hey, we're doing a thing, but we will talk to you as soon as this bit's over.
Yeah. So yeah, this is a podcast, and I appreciate you coming by.
Yes. Welcome. Definitely welcome appreciate in. You stopping in.
Welcome in. If you're listening to the podcast, we, like we were just talking about, actually, we live cast this on Twitch. So it's a thing. AustinWired7. From twitch.tv/. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're screwing me up now, but anyway. Let the Chaos Reign, yeah, Pop Evil Versatile album came out. Haven't listened to it yet as of 9:37 p.m. Sunday. I'm pretty sure by the time this airs on WELTFM.org or WELTFM in the Fort Wayne, I will have listened to it. Jury's still out on that. I try not to make promises. But anyway, let's talk about the past 24 hours, because we've had quite the weekend.
Yes, we did.
So it started on Thursday night. You got sent home from work.
Yeah.
It's way less badass than it sounds.
Yeah, I threw up at work, so they had to send me home.
He is feeling better, by the way.
I am feeling much better. They just are very cautious with COVID and things like that. So even the smallest illness, they make you take 2 days off.
Yeah.
So I missed Friday, which kind of sucks.
A little bit, yeah.
But I'm feeling better now.
At least it's one day and not 2 weeks like we had to do 2 weeks ago.
Right.
That was a moment. But
last night, I still wasn't feeling up to snuff. So unfortunately, I had to miss my friends in Brandanowitz and Lackluster.
Yes, I'm super excited. Brandanowitz is supposed to, I think the idea at least was you might be working with them on their
I briefly spoke with Logan about it. I believe they're thinking of using someone else because they have space.
Oh, that's also fair. Yeah, and but, I mean, hey, if they have space and you can do a live drum kit on a record, I will never fault you for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because like our record, I mean, if you didn't know, we're in a band. We're called To Breathe Again. Our record sounds great. But our plan is to also re-record it with live drums, so it's going to sound even better.
Yes, for sure.
So we're definitely excited for that. But that's good. That's good that they're able to do that.
Yeah. And then today happened.
So, so Sundays we've been rehearsing because I don't know if anyone who hasn't been listening to the show, we have a wedding coming up. It's on June 12th. It's a free rock show up at the Eclectic Room in Angola, Indiana. And we talk about it constantly. We talked about it a lot, like very obsessively. Like it became a joke and then I kept going on, kind of like this bit that I'm doing right now. It just kept going on and on and on. By the way, we're getting married June 12th at the Eclectic Room. It's a free open to the public show. We have our boys in Hazen Soul and the Kickbacks, and that brings us to another thing that we're actually going to talk about later because we have a lot to talk about. But yeah, we're gonna talk about the wedding. I think we should spread this out, you know, like, you know, create elongated content, especially for our radio listeners. Like I said, we do this show on WELT, so if you're listening on WELT, we also do a podcast. It's a little unedited, it's a little longer, and actually no, it's not a little longer because it's
about the same.
Hours. Yeah, it usually clocks out to about an hour and a half.
Yeah,
the podcast version, but you get more content. You get, you know, all you the things more, that we cut, and then we have the Reddit thing.
You get more of us, you get less music, and you can hear us say fuck.
Yeah, pretty much. Those are the selling points of the podcast. It's shocking to me that we don't have any other sponsors besides the free one that Anchor gave us.
Not really. That was a joke.
I mean, yes, but also... Oh,
but like, also, Dr. Pepper, Taco Bell, hit us up.
Yeah, hit us up. Y'all make our lives, let us help you make yours. Not that you need it or anything.
I mean, Taco Bell gave us an Xbox.
Taco Bell did give us an Xbox. I actually always forget that.
Time we turn it on, it goes, durr.
Yeah, it makes the Taco Bell noise. It's fantastic. But yeah, I say we get going with the radio show bit, though.
Yeah, we need to.
Obviously, you know, obviously, podcasts. We're not going to go anywhere. But for the radio show people, like I said, Pop Evil album came out last Friday. I recommend checking it out. All the singles that I've heard from the album have been really, really good. And there's like twice as many songs that have not been released that are on that record. So I'm actually very happy with how they did that. This band, however, they just dropped a new song off of their album, which is coming out, I think, early to mid-June. But they just dropped this brand new song off of that record on Friday. This band is called Beartooth. The song is called Fed Up. And we will be right back on WELT.
I think we may have lost Cute by Cookie, but
it's okay.
They
dropped a follow, and you know, that's honestly, that's more than I ever anticipate out of human beings, so it's fine.
For sure.
But normally, for, you know, anyone who's watching the stream or anyone who's listening to the podcast, if this gets left in, normally I actually stream Sims content. But we also do a podcast and we're also in a band, so. And, you know, the music is, you know, definitely our priority.
For sure.
Both listening to music and also making music. And performing it, maybe.
I want to do this one.
Okay. Take it away, Scotty. Gotcha early. Gotcha, bitch.
Bitch, I said thank you.
There's our bumper.
Nope. Paramore, Misery Business, WELT, welcome back.
Welcome back. For that, we had Diamante with the song that I swear to God is written about her now former label that dropped her. So, yeah. That before Diamante, a band that we are opening up for July 10th at the Muse on Main. Fun fact about July 10th, I keep thinking that it's July 12th, and then I also keep thinking that it's June 10th. These dates are confusing me. We only have two shows booked, and I'm already like, I don't know which one is which. It's a very sad thing.
It is. Let me... Bye-bye. There we go.
Sorry. He really wants to see himself in the Twitch.
I want to make sure I'm in the frame.
You are in the frame. We're both in the frame. As long as we don't move our chairs, we're in the frame. We are in the frame, babe.
I'm weird. I watched the thing.
I also watched the thing. It's fine. Unless I'm
really sucks when I'm speed running.
Well, yeah, that's also true. I feel like, yeah, that would definitely make speed running hard. If you are just tuning in on the radio show, we also do a podcast. It's called Nobody's Asking, and we have been live streaming it on Twitch of us recording the podcast, which becomes the breaks that you're hearing right now in between all those songs. Like Scotty said, that was Misery Business from Paramore. And so let's talk about the biggest change that we found out about the day that last week's episode aired. So, anyone who knows, y'all know that we get married. We get married June 12th at the Eclectic Room. It's a free rock show. Features three bands. So, if you're familiar with this concept, we actually used to have four bands.
Thursday, and then we had four bands. And now we have three bands.
Yeah. Thursday morning, Thursdays, this is when the radio show airs, but it airs at Thursday nights, so there's that. Thursday morning, I wake up to a message from one Christopher Slapnick, who has been my point of contact throughout this whole process that since we got Ava on the bill, Ava being Ava Under Fire. And he's, long story short, and, it's personal reasons, so obviously that's something else entirely, but moral of the story is the show where we were ranting and raving about how, oh my God, we're playing a show July. See, there I go again. June 12th. There I go again.
Here I go again on my own.
This is what happens. But our very first show, June 12th, we were going to be opening for Ava, essentially direct support for Ava Under Fire for a free show at the Eclectic Room. Well, we are no longer direct support for Ava Under Fire. We have now become the headliners of our wedding. And if you can tell by the tone of my voice, you can tell how well I'm expecting this to go. and it sucks because it had to be a last minute thing. And, there's... Obviously, there's no bad blood between any of the bands between Ava and ourselves or with anybody else. Like everybody was looking forward to them coming down to the show. Hap, the guy, the stage manager for the Eclectic Room, which is, again, where we're playing June 12th at the Eclectic Room. Yes, I did just say that twice in a row again.
He works at a job at the Department of Redundancy Department.
I do, and I am really trying hard.
Anyway, Hap said something. What was it that Hap said?
Hap is super excited. Hap is really close with the band. I mean, everyone in the Eclectic Room is really close with the band. A lot of our security friends, who I think are still coming, I hope are still coming. They're really excited because they know who we are, and they know, or at the very least, they know who I am because they see me throwing my hair around on the at the front of the room. Everyone's super excited for it, and they're also super excited because it's Ava Under Fire. I don't know if you know anything about Ava Under Fire, but they're signed to Better Noise Music, arguably the biggest, rock label out there right now. And we were super excited because, we were gonna have someone of that caliber headlining our wedding. And now we don't. But it's gonna be a great time, and it's still free.
It's still free. You get two of the best local bands here in Fort Wayne, and then you get us.
And then you get us, who is on rehearsal two of, I think, the most that we can do as a full rehearsal is five.
Yeah.
We are on rehearsal two. It's going to be
rough. We would have
had
more, but we had to quarantine.
Yeah. It's going to be rough. And we're not excited for it, but we're going to do it anyway because, hey, the show's got to go on.
But our rehearsals have gone well.
They really have. And I'm actually super happy about it. Like the dudes that we, because it's not the drummer that it, or the bassist that is going to be playing with us on a more permanent basis. So it's, you know, it's two fill-ins that had to like volunteer very last minute, and we're like, all right, cool, let's get this set up. And then I come back from Detroit with COVID. So we have to quarantine for 2 weeks. That's 2 weeks that we don't have anymore. And so, like I said, we are on two rehearsals of only five at the very most. That's what's freaking me out. And that's what led to my panic attack that I had this morning. So that's fun. But hey, all is going well so far.
Yeah, but like you were saying, the guys that we have filling in for us for this show
absolutely
are picking up the material super quick.
They are
super consistent too.
Yeah, which is great, because one of the guys that we auditioned to be to play for us like 3 years
ago. 3 years ago,
and,
yeah.
You know, and just he just didn't, like, we knew it was there, but he just didn't quite have it. And now he definitely, there's definitely more there, and like, I feel like he's definitely gotten way better.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
I'm super excited about that.
If one of them had a permanent place that we would be able to rehearse in and use, mm-hmm. I would have no qualms offering a spot to them.
Yeah.
We didn't have these other guys lined up.
I was gonna say, like, same, except we do have the other guys that are definitely, you know, locked in. And so the only reason that they're not playing with us on our wedding, again, June 12th at the Eclectic Room for free, is that the drummer, who's kind of, you know, the face of this little team that's now going to be playing with us. He went to work the next day after we, like, you know, sat down and had the conversation. He went to work the next day, discovered that, oh, everybody else requested that day off. And if you know anything about how requests works, they are requests work. They are first come, first serve. So unfortunately, he won't be playing with us at the wedding show. But again, I am super excited.
He will be with us.
He will
July
be with us
10th
at the Muse on Main. Again, we were going to be the band Set for the Fall. We heard their song Call Out before the Diamante song just now, and yeah, they're going to be at the Muse on Main July 10th. Got there with us, a band called Echoes from Oblivion, who we'll talk about in the next in the second hour. This is a 2-hour rock show. We'll talk about that band in the second hour, but they're going to be there as well. And my old high school buddy, Mr. Matt something or other, I forget, I don't know. I recognize him on Facebook, but they're in a band called Withered Veins.
Withered Veins.
I should ask them, because like this has been haunting us ever since that radio DJ was
withered veins. They said it that day.
Did they really?
Like, after she was like, give it up for Withered Veins, they got up there, they played a couple songs and said, what's up Fort Wayne, we're Withered Veins.
Oh, I missed that part. It's been haunting me ever since, and I hate that I missed that now, because like ever since I see their name and I'm just like, it's Withered Veins, but it's supposed to be Withered Veins. But is it Withered Veins? Is it Withered Veins? It's Withered Veins. Like, what's going on here? My brain needs help.
Before Austin ends up needing any more help,
Austin.exe has failed to load.
You apparently, we went over this a couple minutes before the podcast started. We didn't do our weekly Shinedown fix for the last couple episodes.
Correct. Yeah. I realized that as I was putting the set list together for this. So anyone who has been with the show for any length of time besides the last couple weeks, we usually do a Shinedown fix and we do an Ghost fix, because those are two of our favorite bands, like, all time. Well, my all time, two all time favorite bands.
One of my two.
One of yours. So basically what that means, you know, we play a Shinedown song every week. We play an Ego song every week. And the last couple weeks, we didn't play one. And I didn't notice it until Saturday morning when I was putting the set list together. And I was like, wait, we haven't done a Shinedown song in a while. Because I remembered it, and I started looking it up, and I was like, what did we play last week? Did we play one last week? And then it, like, dawned on me. I was like, oh, my God, we didn't do a Shinedown fix last week. And then I couldn't remember if we had done one the week before. Turns out we did not also. So we figured we might as well give you a little corner of Shinedown to kind of make up for it. And I've been on a kick lately because, like, don't get me wrong, I love their new stuff and everything. I love all of their stuff except for Lady So Divine. But, like, you can't go wrong with the album The Sound of Madness. And we're not going to play the song, but we're going to play one of the next best heavy songs on that record. Not the heaviest, but one of the next best heavy.
Well, the heaviest song on that record was a bonus track.
This is also fair. But this song is, I'd say, probably... this song was the first single off of this record, and this song is called Devour. We'll be right back. Pretty sure it was the single. Yeah, it was a single.
Yeah, it was their lead single.
Yeah, it was their lead single, because they had all five of them.
Yep.
And then the Sound of Madness video only had four. I know things about my favorite band. So, fun bonus story for the podcast and subsequently for the Twitch stream. When I was a teenager, I lived in a group home. And at the time, my favorite band was Metallica. And... And, you know, teenage arrogance, you kind of think that, like, you're the most badass person of any sort of, like, category or anything like that. So I was talking with one of the staff members about how, like, Metallica was my favorite band and I know all about them, blah, blah, blah. You know, the typical teenage arrogance that makes me never want kids ever. And the dude, like, the guy I was talking to, put me right in my fucking place. And he was like, oh yeah, you know all about Metallica. His favorite band is Pearl Jam, by the way. And he was like, I know every single song of Pearl Jam's discography. I am not familiar with every single song of Metallica's discography. I am familiar with every single song of Shinedown's discography, but that's not the context of the story here. But yeah, he's like, I know every single song. I know which songs go with which albums. I know the order of the albums. I know the exact dates that they released. I know what gear they used to record the records. I know where they record the records. Like, dude knew all of the details, but not in, like, the, you know, uber, like, stalker way. It was just, like, he did research on a band that meant a lot to him, and I was some 15-year-old bitch that was just like, I know all about my favorite band, and I did not. I think about that a lot. I thought about that twice this week before the podcast.
Really?
I think about this moment a lot. It was a very, like, it was a very developmental moment in my life.
I can tell.
And I'm not that much better in regards to this conversation, but I think about this. This is very just like, it's one of those conversations that lives in your head rent-free, and I think about it a lot. I think about how my bitch ass was put in my place, and honestly, like, and I appreciate it. It was great. But I think about it at least once a month, at least. So anyway, that's a fun bonus podcast story for you. Talking about my favorite band, which at the time, it, like, wasn't even Shinedown. You ready to move on now?
Ready to move on.
Now that you know that story about me. I was a shit teenager. I really need you to understand this.
Maybe that's our bumper.
It's a good one. It's right up our alley. Like, I really need to understand why I don't want kids. It's because of me. That could be our bumper, too. Anyway. Shinedown, Devil. Nobody's asking. I almost said mom for a second, and I really don't know what happened there. Because I about said turn it up again. And then I was like, oh, wait, no.
Ah, my fart cone.
My fart cone. That's a meme joke that you only know if you are friends with us on Facebook. But anyway, that takes us to the end of the hour.
That it do.
So, if you are unfamiliar with how this works, if you're listening to the radio show, we're going to play another song, and then you're going to hear some PSAs about some of the other programs that are on this radio show. Not the radio show, but the radio station that you're listening to, WELT-FM, 95.7 Community Radio. I did that kind of awkwardly, but hey, I got the important information out, and that's all that matters. So yeah, you're going to hear some PSAs, you're going to hear some spots about some of the other radio programs that are on this station, got there, and yeah, you're going to, that yeah. Those are things that are going to happen. That's if you're listening to the radio show, though. If you're listening to the podcast, we're going to do an ad about Anchor and how great and wonderful and awesome it is. And then we're going to get right back to the show. It's going to be far less of a break, or it's far you know, smaller of a break than the radio show. But the radio show gets a song, and we can't do songs in the podcast.
So unfortunate.
Anyway. And if you're watching the live Twitch stream, you're just going to hear me sitting here talking to you about it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Looking at you. With prolonged eye contact. Prolonged eye contact. Prolonged... Okay, no. Taking us out of the hour. I thought about this song a while ago. And by a while ago, I mean 24 hours ago. And by 24 hours ago, I mean probably about, like, what's 24 plus 12? 36 hours ago. And I thought about this, and I was like, you know, the last couple weeks have been rough. You know, we've had you get, you know, have your little sick scare that you know, that got you sent home from work. You know, the weight of the fact that we're playing a show in 2 weeks, and you know, we're scrambling to find, you know, time to rehearse before the show, and it's supposed to be this big show, you know, June 12th at the Eclectic Room where we're getting married, and we're also invited our friends in the Kickbacks and Hazensdale to play, and so it's gonna, you know, it's at a national venue, so like I'm just like, oh, there's a lot of pressure. And even though, you know, we'll see who shows up, hopefully people show up, that'd be super cool.
And I know a few people who said they will be there.
Oh yeah, me too. Like,
shout outs to Shane from work and his wife.
Oh yeah.
And also shout out to our friend Mr. Luke. He and his girlfriend said that they will be there.
Hell yeah! I love to see it. I love to see it. Some of my security friends that, you know, work a bunch of those shows that I end up going to that honestly have seen me at my most vulnerable. Like, especially like if it's a band that, you know, means the world to me, they've seen me at my most vulnerable. So like, so they know what finally being able to kind of cross that bridge and, you know, actually instead of being up front, be on stage, they know how much that means to me. And so I know a couple of them are super excited. I think our friends Heather and Shane are coming. I know they've made plans for it. I don't know exactly where they're at now that Ava's not on the bill, but you know, if they come, cool. If they don't, cool. We'll get them next time. But they usually go to a lot of the same concerts that I go to. But yeah, quite a few people are definitely coming. We talked about him a little bit ago. Hap, the stage manager for the Eclectic Room, he's super excited to have us up. So it's gonna be a fun night. And like I know that, like, and I understand that sincerely, but it's also just the idea that holy shit, this is a thing that we're doing. And so the last couple weeks have definitely gotten to me mentally, led to the panic attack that I had earlier today, and it's gonna be a ride. Whether it's gonna be a wild or an embarrassing ride or a wildly embarrassing ride, it's gonna be something, and you know, we're gonna do it, and then we're gonna move on with our lives. That's kind of where I'm at with it.
Moral of the story, what is taking us out of the hour?
So taking us out of the hour, this song, like I said, the chorus of this song really kind of started getting to me. So I was like, okay, you know, that would be a perfect spot to end the hour. This song is by a band called Kaleido. The song is called Pretending, and it is on WELT. We will be right back.
That's why I'm really here, to keep you on track.
I mean, it's also because you love me and this is all your shit.
That's also fair. However, I'm not the only one in this room who knows how to use this shit.
Well, no. I mean, I can use everything. Everything that we're using, I know how to turn on. And not with my wiles, either. Wiles. I don't have wiles. No one's doing things for me because I have wiles. They're doing things for me because I know how to pay people.
Just like today.
Just like today. Oh, God. We'll talk about that once we get... Once we kind of get back to the show. In Ghosts Defeat, nobody's asking. WELT, I keep wanting to say turn it up live in every single spot. My brain is just like, no, turn it up live. Hello. We are nobody's asking. Unless you're looking at our Facebook page, because I think I'm honestly about at the end of my rope with Facebook as far as that page is concerned. And I'm probably going to end up making a new page and calling it Nobody's Asking, because Facebook won't give me Nobody's Asking. They won't. Like, they gave me the username, which the username is Nobody's Asking WELT. Unless it's on Twitter, then it's Nobody Asked WELT. But they will not change the actual Facebook name, so it still says Turn It Up Live. I'm like, we haven't been Turn It Up Live in, like, over a year. Like, it's been a while. Like, I think, well over a year ago, I actually put out that we were going on our hiatus to, you know, work on our record. And then we finished our record, and I was like, well, shit, we can't play shows just yet. Well, I guess I should go back to my radio show because I miss it. And now we're here. And now it's something bigger and better than we could have ever asked for. And then I changed the name again. So, you know, there's that. But anyway, all of that to say that was our boys In Ghosts. From their song Defeats, they have a record that is coming out, maybe, but they have a single that is coming out very soon, and I'm very super excited about that. So, should we talk about, actually, no, we'll just take this right into, we have a local spotlight that we do every week. These guys are going to kick off the spotlight. They're from just outside of Fort Wayne. I forget if I really honestly need to look at their Facebook page again and actually, you know, retain information. You know, a thing that I'm real good at, definitely, sure, promise. But they are going to be playing with us at the July 10th show at the Muse on Main, opening for Set for the Fall, who are from North Carolina. Super excited about that. All the information can be found on Facebook and, you know, all that stuff. You can also find out information about our wedding show, June 10th, 12th. Got there.
June 12th.
June 10th, 12th. And then we can, you know, and we can go from there. But anyway, like I said, July 10th at the Muse on Main with us, with the Veins. And Set for the Fall. These guys are a band called Echoes from Oblivion. This is one of their more recent songs. The song is called Back Against the Wall, kicking off your local spotlight.
Thanks for handling that break. I didn't hear a damn thing you said.
That's totally fine. I didn't really say anything. I just backsold Defeat, and then I frontsold all of the shows, and then the spotlight. So you're good.
I found my Reddit post. It's kind of a lame one today, but hey. I think it'll be close to your heart.
They can't all be winners. So, you know. I mean, they can be, because we usually end up agreeing with OP. So, I can't wait to find one that we don't agree with OP.
I know. Like, they're so hard.
They really are.
I think that's just the nature of the subreddit.
It really is, yeah. Because it's one of those things where, like, yeah, you know, based on the information given... Yeah, I agree with OP, but also you have to think about, this is the information given from OP, not anybody else.
But so this OP gave plenty of detail.
Ooh, okay. So. Well, at least we're detailed. And you know me, I like details. Not really. I like to ramble and then tell various side stories before getting back to the main point. All of those side stories having nothing to do with the main point. By the way, did you know that we're seeing Eliza Schlesinger? But anyway.
Meeting.
Ah! Super excited. Anyway, back to the break. Well, to the break, actually. We never started the break. Love Strike, brand new. That's right. I said brand new. Original. Uh-huh. I said original. song from The Illegals. However, point of order, it's The Illegals here in Fort Wayne. It is not The Illegals that Phil Anselmo is, you know, the vocalist for.
Yeah.
So, no ties to Pantera besides the name. Pantera.
They are The Illegals Fort Wayne.
Yeah, they are definitely The Illegals Fort Wayne. I wonder, I mean, I don't think so because they're about to release something under that name. But I was wondering if they were ever going to change their name or if they were just going to remain a cover band because they've kind of been a cover band. That's kind of just been their niche a little bit. Niche. So that's what it actually is called. I know words. I'm a radio show host. I'm required to know words. And I'm a songwriter. I have to know words. Anyway, so yeah, they've been a cover band. We had a big house band competition, battle of the bands sort of thing going on for, I think, 3 years. Yeah, it was three years, actually. It was only three. And they were the very last house band. And so they recorded a single. They put it out on, they got radio play here in Fort Wayne. And then that whole house band competition thing just stopped existing. And they went right back to being a cover band. So, but I am glad to see that they are writing original music. I will always support bands doing original music, unless you're Jairus Johnson, because that was a disappointment on every scale imaginable. And I know I just said that on FM radio, and I know I just said that on the internet, but like, if you know anything about Jairus Johnson, you might agree with me. You might. I mean, if you like it, you like it. That's totally fine. That's up to you. If it were up to me, it's absolute garbage, and I hate it. But you know what? It's not up to me, because hey, he's getting radio play and I'm not. So, hey, whatever.
Yes, we are. Very minimally, but we are.
What radio station is playing us? Because it's not us.
Right. No. Last I looked, we had like, I think, 3 or 4 radio spins, according to DistroKid.
Really?
Yeah. I wonder if internet radio has been counting.
I wouldn't think so. I mean, maybe, though, because, I mean...
Because I know we have been played a couple times on a couple internet radio stations.
Have we? Oh. I mean, well, I mean, we definitely know the one, because we were actually tuned in for it.
Yeah, two different shows on the one.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, that's actually cool. Jairus Johnson is getting a million times more than we are, so there's that.
Yes, there is that.
So
he also has a lot more money to put into it than we do.
Well, he has a lot of TikTok fans. So there's that. We're on TikTok, To Breathe Band. That's To Breathe Band. Now, any social media that we're on, you can find us there. And we have a TikTok, and you know, ain't nobody caring about our TikTok. I will say though, I do get likes. Like, that is super cool. Sometimes I'll get a comment or two. So that at least their algorithm, the way they have it now, works or does something at least. But for the most part, nobody's asking for us. So anyway, yeah, that was Love Strike, and you had some opinions on it. If you would like to share them.
It's a good song. I have no qualms with the song writing, really. I think it starts way too slow and they take too long.
It does take a while to get to
its intro core.
Yeah.
Like,
and don't get me wrong, I'm all about it. Most people are not, though. Like, as far as, like, you know, your average radio listener,
yeah,
or whatever,
like,
music listener.
If it doesn't take you less than 30 seconds to get to your hook,
yeah,
it's, no. Shorten your intro.
Yeah, and don't get us wrong. We have songs that take longer than that to get to the hook. Like, longer than that just to get to the chorus sometimes. Hell, I think one of our songs takes quite about that long to get to the verse.
Most of our songs take at about 30 to 40 seconds to get to the first chorus. However, there is some form of hook within the first 30 seconds of most songs.
Yeah, that
like,
is also
Another
fair.
Life starts with the hook.
I mean, that
bass line is the hook.
That's also fair.
Give
starts
with the hook.
Yeah.
Well, a hook. There's lots. There's lots of hooks.
There's quite a few hooks in that.
I already said another life. You're singing alone. It does that build, but then that main riff is super hooky.
Yeah, it's that thrash hook for you.
Right, and that's all very intentional.
Yeah,
because you have to have a hook, and that song took almost a solid minute to get to any semblance of a hook.
Yeah.
And then,
like you said, it was a lot of intro.
A lot of repetitions just didn't need to be there, in my opinion. And I'm not saying, like, for a live application, that long intro would be great.
Yeah.
But for what they're going for with a record.
Yeah. And that's kind of, you know, we've had that conversation while we were recording our record, because like there were some ideas I was like, okay, we need to totally like do this at the beginning of the song, it's gonna be super cool and whatnot, it's gonna sound super awesome, and you're like, it takes too long. And it's, you know, and I'm a very live centric person, so I like to record, you know, I like the idea of recording our songs as close to how we're gonna do it live.
That's why we don't use string backings.
The caveat to that is when I sit there and work out the set, I think of all these intros that I did not bring up in the recording process of the record. And nope. I'm just like, we need to do this. It's going to be great. We're going to do that, and then we're going to get to the song.
There are two intros that you brought up during recording that you wanted to do live.
Yeah.
And that was for Enemy and Warriors. All the other intros you've come up with, you come to me like, hey, so we're opening the song like this, and I'm like,
much.
No, we're not. Especially not this show.
This first show is definitely gonna be a trial run, is how this is boiling down to.
Right, and I feel like I shouldn't say this on community radio here in Fort Wayne, because I am going to get lynched by the music scene. There is a particular music studio here in Fort Wayne that I love the people.
They are really great.
They're
people.
Great people. Everybody and their brother and their mother's sister's uncle uses them to make their records.
It's because they're a local and relatively cheap studio.
Yes.
And we're musicians. We're broke.
Right. But what's going to get me lynched is the recordings just don't sound good.
Yeah. The nicer way to say is, I don't like your recordings.
I mean,
well, you say it to that like that, and then you give them prolonged eye contact.
It's just
prolonged. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that bit again.
I understand that these guys have years of experience above me, mm-hmm. but like, what does that go to show? Like, because I did our record. And I think our record sounds as good, if not better, than anything I've heard come out of this other studio.
I mean, and again, it may just be preference. Like, because I agree with you. I don't like a lot of what they put on these songs. Like, you know, effects wise and everything. Like, you know, producer wise. There's so many things, because I'm used to hearing a lot of these songs live before they actually go record them, because that's just how local music works. So, you know, when I'm listening to it, and, you know, and by no means am I any sort of producer, but I'm a songwriter, and I also know what I like coming out of, you know, mainstream radio. And when I hear these bands do the things that a lot of these mainstream bands are doing, I hear them as, you know, whoever produced these bands did it on those records. And so when I hear, you know, something that I'm like, hey, that's a thing that works for songs, that's a thing that you hear on mainstream radio, and then they go do them at the studio, it loses a lot of that punch, specifically with the studio that we're talking about. It loses a lot of that punch. And, you know, failed to load. That was mostly my point, I guess.
Yeah, and like, I may be the asshole here. And I'm going to use that to segue into our Reddit bit.
Alrighty.
If you are listening on the radio, you're not going to hear probably any of what I just said.
We'll see how it edits.
We'll see how it edits. But you're also not going to hear any of what I'm about to say. Because this is the podcast exclusive content, our weekly Reddit reading.
Weekly Reddit reading. Weekly Reddit reading. Weekly Reddit reading.
Got there. That could be a bumper.
It really could.
So it's many potential bumpers this episode.
It's a show full of bumpers.
Anyway.
His bumper city. Bumper? His bumper. Anyway.
For the podcast listeners, I am about to read a Reddit post taken from one of our favorite subreddits, and then we're going to talk about it and see what we think.
Yeah.
Like I said, for the radio show listeners, you're not going to hear it. If you want to hear it, check your favorite podcasting app tomorrow around noon, and you can listen to the Reddit thing.
Very nice. So what's the Reddit thing?
Today is coming from, of course, r/AmITheAsshole. From user NotAcat19.
Wait, they're not a cat?
Apparently.
Son of a bitch. We can't trust this fool. He's not a cat. Cats are to be trusted. Dogs are to be trusted. Trusted.
Am I the asshole?
They're probably a dog. Actually, we can probably trust them. Because they're not a cat. Continue.
Am I the asshole?
I'm going to get another Dr. Pepper.
God damn it. Now I have to wait for you to get back.
I can hear you.
Fine. Am I the asshole for refusing to make my son cut his hair to be in my brother's wedding?
Wait, there? Let me not show my ass on my Twitch. So they're refusing to make your son cut their hair?
OP.
Okay.
Is refusing to cut, to make their son.
Uh-huh.
Cut his own hair.
Okay.
Or get his hair cut.
Yeah.
To be in the son's uncle's wedding.
Okay, cool.
Do you want me to just wait till you get back?
Well, I wanted to make sure I understood that. You're good.
Okay, fine, whatever. My 15-year-old son was asked in January to be the, quote, flower dude in my brother's wedding. See, your little interjections don't work if you don't have a mic in front of you.
For the audio listeners, I said, okay.
Which will be at the end of this month. Since then, my STBSIL, whatever that is.
Soon to be son-in-law.
Soon, yeah, or sister-in-law.
Or soon to be sister-in-law, yeah.
Yeah, because it's her brother's wedding.
Yeah.
So soon to be sister-in-law. Yeah, okay. Has made frequent comments to my son along the lines of, so what are we going to do about this hair? He has thick, curly hair that he's been growing out for a little while now, and he's got a goal photo that we've been showing to his hairdresser. A couple weeks ago, I texted my brother to let him know that we will groom and style his hair and use product to tame it, but I was not going to make him cut his hair. At that time, my brother said that was fine. He told me his fiance wants to take my son to her hairdresser for a trial run on his hairstyle. Side note, we won't go into the entire history, but I've had issues with her need to dictate and control, including one time she told my brother he couldn't accompany my son to the ER for stitches unless she could go too. I told him I'd make sure we did the trial run on my son's hair. He then wrote that the fiance wanted final approval. I said I'd make sure he looked nice on their wedding day. (Clears throat)
good?
Yeah. Then, a few days ago, my stepfather wrote my son, telling him that he would not be getting fitted for his tux until his hair was cut. His exact words were, "No decent haircut, no tuxedo fitting. You will not be in the wedding, but seated in the general audience with your family. That is the result of no haircut. Got it?" My mother is also firmly on the haircut side. She feels I should make my son cut his hair off because it's a very formal wedding, and claimed we should have known that that was the rule from the beginning. I finally texted her back and stated that we have been told that was a condition of being in the wedding, my son could have declined then. Instead, he was subjected to several months of passive-aggressive remarks until I finally addressed it. So now it's really blown up. At this point, we aren't even going, because to me, kicking family out of a wedding party for refusing to alter his appearance when he had his hair like this for years is ridiculous. My family thinks I'm unreasonable for not forcing my son to cut his hair. Am I the asshole?
No. Plain and simple. This is just a me thing, but this is also a me thing that's been developing over the last 2 or 3 years. If your family does not like you does not like a specific minor lifestyle choice, and they're gonna make it such a big deal, A, they're just pretentious pricks and you don't need them anyway, or B, there's something deeper at foot. Either way, if they're going to be like that to you, okay, don't go.
I agree.
Like, don't go. And if they get super upset, like, it's the Pikachu meme. Like, you can't be in the wedding if you have that hair. Okay, we won't go. Whatever. Like, that's okay. Like, and granted, I get that that's, you know, much easier said than done. And I also understand that not everyone has the same kind of connection to their family as, say, I do, or say, you know, OP might, you know, all of that is very, you know, subjective. But the bottom line and the thing that kind of, you know, that's kind of been, you know, like, just the way I carry myself, if you do not want to be involved because of something that I do that has no effect on you whatsoever, don't be involved. That's fine. Leave. Like, I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing. Obviously, if I'm doing something that's, you know, inherently wrong or morally wrong, that's one thing. But if, you know, if my haircut causes you severe mental pain, cut me out. Because if your shitty opinions on God knows what bother me, it's shocking. I haven't talked to you in so long. I'm like, I wonder why.
Yeah, yeah. And we are in agreement with the rest of Reddit as well.
As we usually are.
Yeah.
That was an easy one. That was, you know, not as thought provoking, but it does bring up the point, like, that I like to make, and, you know, I don't make it to, you know, be like, "Oh, well, if, you know, if your family doesn't like you, just cut them out because they don't, you know, they weren't worth your time anyway." Like, that's obviously not what I mean. And especially when it comes to family, there is obviously something very much different than, you know, say, you know, your friend on Facebook that you've met maybe a couple times, you know, gets pissed at you for, you know, you doing something that, you know, they don't like, and they, you know, throw a big bitch fit and then block you. Okay, that's whatever. Family is obviously something very different. But at the very same, like, on the same token, you do have to have that common ground with anybody you meet. I have that common ground with anybody I meet. I am definitely a very interesting, that's fine.
That's a good word.
That's a good word. I'm a very interesting person. Not to say that I'm, like, you know, super thought-provoking or anything, because I am absolutely not. But, like, I run my life very differently than a lot of people, and it shows, you know? And so part of that is I very much have my ideas and my goals set in stone. I'm addicted to live music, specifically rock and metal. I've also wanted to be a singer ever since I was basically 11. Like 13, hardcore. But like, it was a workup period. And once that became the thing that my life revolved around, there was no talking me out of it. And trust me, people try. I said try, as in presently. They do. Lately, it's only been the universe, but we'll get to that after the next batch of songs. But as long as you're not hurting anybody else or damaging property or breaking any sort of law, okay. Like that, you know, you do you. Like, what you do with your life does not affect me until it does. And if it does, we'll talk about it then. But if you want to have long hair and, like, you know, and, you know, you, if you have your appearance and, like, and OP's son had a goal. Like, they've been working on this constantly. So that, you know, that's
right. They're spending money going to a hairdresser to make sure they can accomplish the goal of getting the hair that they want.
Exactly. And there's nothing wrong with that. Furthermore, how is me having long hair and me, you know, working towards a specific appearance goal affecting you at all?
Spoiler alert, it's not.
It doesn't. And, you know, and that can be said about how is, you know, my gay relationship with my fiance affecting your straight relationship that I have never met. And you have never met me. You just know that I'm gay. Same concept. It doesn't. So, like, you know, if, and with it being, really, but with it being family, I get it's, you know, there's obviously a deeper connection there, but you do have to have those moral standards that even if family crosses it, you still need to hold, really?
She has just been super talkative tonight.
She really has been. But you have to have those moral standards and you have to, you know, you have to uphold them no matter who says what. You know, I have those moral standards. Even if you cross them, I still have those moral standards.
Yep.
I'm not going to sacrifice them just because you're my fiance, just because she's my mother, just because this is my grandmother. You know, if it's something that truly, like, goes against what I stand for as a human being, okay.
And that's why I don't really talk at family gatherings. Because most of the time, what I believe is completely the opposite of what our families believe.
Yeah, it's the downside of being the black sheep. But, I mean, hey, just because you... That's also another thing, too. You know, our families, yeah, they kind of... They're kind of in a different direction than we are. But we also get along. We also respect each other as human beings. So that's
right.
So that's why they're still in our lives.
I don't intentionally cause conflict.
He doesn't, no. Only when he wants to piss off a bunch of gleeks. Which is a thing.
Yeah.
And that was your weekly Reddit video. Reddit video, weekly Reddit reading. We are not MK. We should start doing that. We should just, but we won't be as funny. I should just reach out to them and be like, hey, I talk funny. You can I read some Reddit posts? But anyway, so yeah, if you like he said, going into the bit, if you are a radio listener, tomorrow at noon, the podcast will go live on all of your favorite podcasting apps, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, things like that. By the way, something we don't really talk about because we know that nobody's asking for this, if you are on Apple Podcasts and you, for whatever reason, are enjoying this thing, go ahead and throw a 5-star review up there. You know, just a pity 5 stars. That's all I ask. Just pity me. It's okay. I won't take offense to it. Like, just give me a pity 5 stars. That's all I want. That's all I wanted to say about that. But yeah, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. I know our friend Kenway from, I almost said from Nobody's Asking, that's not at all correct, from Hardly Serious, there we go, got there, I almost said bottom shelf, but that's not a thing anymore. It is still a thing. It's still on the podcasting apps. You can go back and listen to Bottom Shelf. Bottom Shelf was a great time. It led me to here. But Hardly Serious is the current iteration of Kenway Podcasts. But yeah, so podcast goes up, you'll hear the Reddit bit, and then we'll move on with our lives.
Indeed.
Speaking of moving on with our lives, Metallica's moving on with their lives in a very big way, because they have been teasing, and you know, this airs on Thursday, so obviously we don't know what happened between 10:42 Sunday night. Holy shit, it's been an hour. 10:42 Sunday night up till either Thursday night at Thursday night after 10 or Friday afternoon. But Metallica have been teasing something, and they've been hashtagging it with Black Album 2021, which leads me to believe, and again, this hasn't been confirmed at the time of recording, so if something was confirmed, this is new information as far as I'm concerned at this current moment, leading me to believe that they are going to do a remastered version of the Black Album, which I think might be very interesting.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, like, it would be very interesting to see what they do with all of that. Because, I mean, obviously it's all digitized by now, because, you know, it's on, like, streaming services and everything. But I mean, the Black Album, that's a very big album for them. Like, I mean, we have our preferences because, you know, Master of Puppets is a masterpiece.
I mean, it is the 30th anniversary of the Black Album.
It is, too, yeah. Yeah, because Metallica's old. But yeah, so... you know, check out the Metallica, you know, social media and whatnot. See if anything changed since Sunday. But figured might as well go ahead and throw in a Metallica jam, because we don't jam Metallica very often. I mean, granted, it's Metallica.
That's because most of their songs are 7 minutes long.
It's because most of their songs are 7 to 8 minutes long. But I figured this would make for a perfect exception to, you know, kind of throw one in. Plus, I forget if it already passed, but they have another Metallica Monday thing, which if you were involved in their social media at the beginning of quarantine, I think for like what, a solid 5 or 6 months straight, they were doing every single Monday, they were airing on their YouTube page, which I do believe that they're still on the YouTube page, they were airing various live concerts that they filmed over their years of touring, because they're Metallica and they can afford to record every show like they're a concert DVD, which is a goal of mine. As a musician, I would love to be able to just record every show on a, like, you know, on an album cycle, and then at the end of the album cycle, pick the coolest show that, you know, happened, and, you know, put it out as like a DVD or whatnot.
Yeah.
But then you also have that backlog, and so you have content to share, and you can have these special moments, like when no band can tour because there's a global pandemic. And so, hey, to keep people active, here's a concert from this tour on this very specific date that has no sort of like, you know, that has no sort of like, I guess I want to say meaning, but it does. It's not as like crappy as that sounds, like as far as like, you know, the greater Metallica history or whatever. But so, yeah, I think if it hasn't happened already, I remember hearing that that was a thing that was happening. But also the bigger thing is Black Album 2021. What could that mean? We don't know, but we do know that this song is Wherever I May Roam, and it's on WELT. Smooth motherfucker.
There are 5 songs in this.
There are. I did not really plan that very well, but also, like, time-wise, it still fits. So it was fine.
For now.
I have a couple, like, I have 2 songs that if we need to cut, we'll cut them. But...
okay.
Shit.
Yeah.
Last break. Well, let me rip it first. Fucking rip it! I actually really did. It got over my shirt. Prof Peeper, anybody? Are you ready to end this thing?
Let's bring it home.
Hailstorm, long live rock. song that kind of slipped under my radar because I don't remember that song coming out. So that was the first time I heard it. Well, recording this was the first time I heard it. Obviously, we didn't just listen to it. But anyway, the moral of the story is that was a Hailstorm song called Long Live Rock because Hailstorm never stopped creating, at least as far as Lizzie Hale is concerned. Because every like her goal as a human being is to create at least one thing every day. I don't think it has to be like a full song or anything like that. But if she can, you know, write a new riff or write a new verse or write a, you know, a chorus or anything, like her goal is she you know, blocks out time so that she sits and she makes something, which is great because, you know, like you're constantly working on your craft. And ultimately, that should therefore make you, you know, a better guitarist, singer, what have you. And so that is a fun thing that I learned on an interview at some point. Or it was either an interview or it was a random live thing that she did.
I think it was one of her Ask Lizzie Anythings.
Well, no, like, because it was definitely from a video. So oh, okay. It was either a live video or it was an interview that she did. But, like, she does that where, you know, she make sure that she creates something every day outside of, you know, writing for Hailstorm or writing for this or that. So Lizzie Hale is like one of my goals, like just to kind of exude that kind of energy and that kind of like, you know, command over, like for her, obviously she's a songwriter and she's also very much a rock and roll soul. Whereas I am definitely much more of a, I'm much more of a Zach Myers. I can, I can create things and, you know, feel decent about them. However, you put a blank stage in front of me and I know exactly what the set list is going to be, what the actual stage setup is going to look like, where things are going to be within the arena, and, you know, and maybe even who's going to be playing on that stage with us. That I can do all day. Studio-wise, creating-wise, that just has to come to me. I can't make myself do that. and so I applaud Lizzie for, you know, being able to do something like that. That's, you know, that's super awesome. You gonna make it?
Yeah.
He yawned like 10 times during that whole thing. And I'm over here like, bitch, we have one more story to tell before we end this thing.
Yeah.
So
it's probably good that I'm tired. We have to be up early tomorrow.
We do have to be up early tomorrow. So yeah, actually for you, that is really good. You're going to lay down though, and you're just going to be wide awake.
I'm taking melatonin.
Not currently, because we get to tell the story. So we've been talking all show, as we have been for the last couple shows, about our wedding, which is June 12th, for free at the Eclectic Room. It's a public event. You can come see Haze and Soul and the Kickbacks play, and then you can see us play live, full band, for the very first time ever in our career. And we are, as you can tell, we are super excited about that. We are very confident, and we are very sure of ourselves about the set that we are planning to perform on a national stage.
We could Milli Vanilli it.
The hell?
You don't know who Milli Vanilli is?
I've heard the name. I don't really know who it is. This is what happens on the podcast. We just get sidetracked.
Milli Vanilli got busted for lip syncing.
Oh, good.
But also, it came to light that they didn't even record their own music. The singers on the records weren't even them.
So kind of, which is kind of what happened with the Tiger King, because he has like a couple albums out or whatever. Didn't even fucking sing on that shit.
Nope.
That's funny.
But yeah, we could Milli Vanilli it and just fucking play the CD and pretend to play our instruments.
You know damn well that neither of us would let us do that.
No, you're right.
Like I won't even let us go up there without a drummer. I will go up there without a bassist all day. You give me the idea that there's not going to be a drummer on stage, I will punch you in the face. Well, energy-wise.
R/ I'm a badass.
I am a badass. You damn right I am. I'll punch you in the face so hard, you'll end up in Mars with my 30-watt gun or whatever weirdos say.
#wolf spirit. #demon inside.
#demon inside. Oh my god. We watch way too much MK. But anyway, so yeah, you know, we're super confident. We're super, you know, excited about it and whatnot. And, you know, you can definitely tell in my voice that I'm not scared at all of how this has, you know, just kind of happened. Not that the show just kind of happened. I mean, it did, but we've been planning this for like 2 years now. So we were talking earlier. We've only had after me accidentally getting COVID, and after our original drummer who was going to be playing us on a more permanent basis after the show, because, you know, his because all of his coworkers apparently had things to do on June 12th, and I'm like, bitch, if they ain't at my wedding, I don't want to hear it. I'm just kidding. That's not what I said. I'm just like, damn, okay, whatever. But anyway, he couldn't get the day off. Moral of the story. So we have a couple of our friends who are who jumped at the chance to be like, hey, we will do this for you. We will do this for you right now. And then so we got them on board, and then I got COVID. So we had quarantine for 2 weeks. This was 2 weeks ago. The end of my quarantine was 2 weeks ago. So we finally get back, and it takes us an extra, I think, an extra week before we're actually able to use the space that a friend of ours is graciously allowing us to use. Shout out to our boy Logan from Brandanowitz. So we only have a grand total at the very most before the actual show day. We have a grand total of 5 rehearsals. Today was number 2 of those 5. So you can tell that, like, I'm stressed. This is because with work and, you know, we work weird schedules and they work not the same schedules. And also the fact that, you know, we're using somebody else's, an outsider's space for a rehearsal. Like, things have not gone the way we planned. So what happens is I load up. Greg had to take the weekend off work, but he had to take Friday off work because he wasn't feeling good. We talked about that earlier in the show. And so this morning still wasn't quite 100%. So I was like, hey, you know, take a shower, take some Claritin, you know, just kind of get yourself kind of cleaned up and hopefully ideally relaxed. And so I go ahead and load all the gear into my car, and I get it all into my car. It's also summer, so it's real hot. So I turn my car on. Well, I don't really turn it on, but like I turn on the electronics so I can roll the window down, and I'm, you know, kind of like jamming out. So I'm like, all right, yeah, whatever. You know, this is, you know, jamming out, you know, loading my car up. And I go upstairs because, you know, all I'm waiting on is Greg and we also, or Scotty, all I'm waiting on is Scotty. And, you know, we also have to load out one more box that works better if there's 2 people involved. And so we get back to my car and nothing in my car is working. Car is not starting. It's not even turning over. It's not even trying to crank. It's just dead. It's just not doing anything. My car is a 2017 Hyundai Accent. This thing ain't dead yet. This thing ain't on its last leg. It is a very well-maintained car, and I've been doing my best to keep it that way. And I've done a pretty good job, I would like to think. I'm on 2.5 years. My car hasn't done anything like this once. And I think a scrunchie, one of our poofs just fell. At least that's what I'm hoping, and there's not, like, some intruder in here. Anyway, because our cat's right here. So anyway, now that we're haunted, so yeah, my car's not starting. I'm like, this is not okay because we need to be leaving now to make it to rehearsal on time. So we try jumping my car, didn't do anything. And so we managed to load up Greg's car with everything minus my guitar, which is fine because we weren't actually working on the song that I needed to play guitar on anyway. And so I'm already stressed. I like I said earlier today or early in the show, I had a panic attack earlier this morning about the whole thing and about the overall stress of the situation. And now my car won't start. And you have those moments when you're chasing a dream and then you feel like the universe is saying, you're a fucking idiot. Stop doing this. This is what happens when you don't listen to me. And, you know, most musicians will be, you know, they'll see that, they'll recognize that. It sucks. And sometimes you're like, man, you make some really good points. Like, no, you got a point. But we keep going. You know, and that's definitely the plan. That's definitely where I'm at. I knew that mentally when I was going through all of it. But it was just one of those things where it's like, yeah, when we first we're going to get together with these guys, I got Kevin. We finally started getting together, but we only have, you know, so much to do. And, you know, these guys are trying to learn a almost hour set at this point after cutting songs, mind you. Because, you know, originally we had like two or three other songs that we were going to play. And so, you know, they have to learn this set to be able to play at, and also play well, like as close to the record and everything. And I'm just like sitting here stressing. I'm like, maybe this was a bad idea. Maybe we should postpone. Maybe we should do this. Maybe we shouldn't do this. You know, it's, you know, all going through my head. Now my car doesn't start. And it's going to rain later today and my windows are down. Because I rolled my windows down to get some airflow going through my car, which is a black car. So it conducts heat. And it gets real hot and stuffy in my car. So, you know, I'm freaking out about that. We go do rehearsal. Rehearsal ends up going really, really well. And then now I have to deal with my car again. So I'm just like, oh, this is stress. Luckily, it was just my battery. My battery had died. Got a tow truck out. Dude recharged it a little bit, gave it a little bit of a boost so we could get to AutoZone. We got it to AutoZone. We got it. We got a battery for it. Things are okay now. And I'm mildly less stressed. Just mildly, though.
Just mildly.
And with that, thank you so much. We are at the end of the show. I know that was just kind of like thrown in, but that was also a very, you know, Scotty said at the start of the show that, you know, today was a day. Well, now you know the day. But thank you very much if you did end up listening to the show. Like I said, we are, if you're listening to the radio show, we're also a podcast. Podcast comes out tomorrow at noon. Excuse me. If you're listening to the podcast, this is actually a radio show. We're actually voice tracking for a radio show that we do every single week on WELTFM.org, but it's 95.7 FM, WELT, LP, Fort Wayne. That's the whole thing. And, you know, it's our community radio station. We have a lot of different people on here doing a lot of incredible things. We get on here and do a thing. We sit here and, you know, just we sit here and just, you know, we just sit here for coming up on 2 hours, just, you know, kind of sitting here bullshitting with each other and, you know, telling stories and, you know, hyping each other up about things that, you know, could go well.
And then we read Reddit posts.
And then we read Reddit posts. But you know what? We all have fun doing it. And it is coming up. I mean, this station has been on the air for 5 years.
5 years.
5 years.
That's insane.
That's insane.
That's our bumper.
Bitch, I said thank you. Oh no, but anyway, thank you so much for listening. If you are listening, we also live stream this on Twitch when we do voice record or voice track the radio show. And yeah, we have our own little thing going, and I'm kind of glad that we're kind of getting that like a little more solidified every single week that we do this. Because it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to do the show. It's a lot of fun that we get to make it a podcast, and we kind of figured that out. And, you know, because I'm an affiliate and because, you know, it's just something that's available to me anyway, you know, we get to put this out on, you know, the vast, you know, corners of the internet. There's no corners of the internet.
The internet is infinite.
The internet is very infinite. And if you're not paying attention, you will go through all of it. But thank you for going through this part of it. We very much appreciate it. And taking us out, we listened to this album, I think it was last weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was last weekend.
And this is one of those records that, like, every single time you see the album art, you're like, man, that's a good record. But it's also one of those records that every so often when you do see that album art, or when you hear, you know, a note that sounds like it, or you hear, you know, the singles from the record, you're just like, man, I need to go experience that record again. Because every single time you listen to this record, you experience the record, I think, almost for the first time every single time. I would venture to say, like, it is one of those timeless records that, like, goes beyond the actual singles that were released, and the two big songs that are on this record. But, like, the whole album is just another experience entirely. And it starts with this song. The song is called Going Under by Evanescence. And it is taking us out of Nobody's Asking tonight. Thank you for listening. We will see you next week. Ta-da!